Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic milestone for India's defense shipbuilding ecosystem, Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, or GRSE, has simultaneously delivered 3 frontline naval platforms, marking a significant achievement in the country's pursuit of indigenization in shipbuilding. What makes this significant is that GRSE, a Ministry of Defense Public Sector Undertaking, or PSU, headquartered in Kolkata, has been the principal builder of surface warships for the Indian Navy since independence. The simultaneous delivery of 3 vessels on a single day, a rare logistical and engineering achievement, takes GRSE's cumulative tally to 118 naval platforms, of which 80 have been delivered to the Indian Navy. This is a testament to India's growing capabilities in shipbuilding and its commitment to reducing dependence on foreign manufacturers. Now, let us delve into the details of these naval platforms. The first vessel, INS Dunagiri, is the 5th vessel in the Nilgiri-class stealth frigates under Project 17, India's most ambitious frigate program. Project 17 is an upgrade over the earlier Project 17 Shivalik class frigates, incorporating significantly greater stealth, automation, and weapons integration. The Nilgiri class program involves the construction of 7 frigates, split between 2 shipyards, Mazago Dock Shipbuilders Ltd., or MDL, in Mumbai, which is building 4 frigates, and GRSE in Kolkata, which is building 3 frigates. INS Dunagiri is equipped with the BrahMos missile, a joint venture between India and Russia, which is a supersonic cruise missile with a range of approximately 300 km for the export version and over 500 km for the domestic variant. It is worth noting that the BrahMos missile is the world's fastest operationally deployed anti-ship cruise missile. The BrahMos missile is carried by INS Dunagiri, which is a significant enhancement to the ship's combat capabilities. The second vessel, INS Sanshodhak, is the 4th in its class of survey vessels designed for hydrographic surveys of harbors, ports, and coastal waters, as well as oceanographic data collection for navigation safety and research. Survey vessels like INS Sanshodhak play a critical dual role in the Navy, supporting both operational and scientific missions. They are essential for charting undersea terrain, which is critical for submarine operations, and also contribute to the National Hydrographic Office, or NHO, in Dehradun. The third vessel, INS Agrai, is an anti-submarine warfare, or ASW, shallow water craft designed to hunt submarines in coastal and littoral zones, which is the most complex operational environment for ASW. What is notable about INS Agrai is its high level of indigenization, with approximately 88% indigenous content, making it one of the most indigenous naval platforms in the country. INS Agrai is equipped with lightweight torpedoes and ASW rockets, and its operational domain includes coastal defense, harbor protection, and shallow water ASW. Now, let us turn to India's shipbuilding industrial policy and its relevance to these developments. India's Maritime India Vision 2030 and the National Maritime Security Coordinator Framework aim to make India one of the world's top 5 maritime nations by 2047. Key shipbuilding objectives include increasing the global market share of Indian shipbuilding, enhancing maritime GDP, and increasing the number of seafarers. To achieve these objectives, India is focusing on developing its domestic defense industrial base, reducing import dependency, and promoting indigenization in defense procurement. The Defense Technology and Trade Initiative, or DTTI, between India and the USA, and the broader Atmanirbhar Bharat push in defense, aim to reduce import dependency from 70% to 30% of defense procurement and develop a domestic defense industrial base capable of export. GRSE's achievement of approximately 88% indigenization on INS Agrai is a benchmark for the program and demonstrates the progress being made in this direction. Now, Let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. GRSE has delivered a total of 118 warships, with 80 of them being delivered to the Indian Navy. INS Dunagiri is a Nilgiri-class stealth frigate with a length of 149 meters and a displacement of 6,670 tons. It is equipped with a combined diesel and gas, or CODAG, propulsion system and carries the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile. The BrahMos missile has a speed of Mach 2.8 to 3.0 and a range of approximately 300 kilometers for the export version and over 500 kilometers for the domestic variant. INS Agrahi is an ASW shallow water craft with approximately 88% indigenous content, equipped with lightweight torpedoes and ASW rockets. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the details of Project 17, a GRSE's warship count, INS Dunagiri's class and propulsion, BrahMos specifications, and the significance of Kodak propulsion. For mains, discuss how India's defense shipbuilding ecosystem contributes to strategic autonomy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, and analyze the challenges and achievements in this area. Also, consider India's maritime security posture in the Indian Ocean region and GRSE's role in it, linking it to the Sagar Doctrine. In conclusion, the delivery of these three naval platforms by GRSE marks a significant milestone in India's defense shipbuilding ecosystem, demonstrating the country's growing capabilities in indigenization and its commitment to reducing dependence on foreign manufacturers. This development has important implications for India's strategic autonomy and its position as a major maritime nation.